Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians right along the Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in our individual spirituality and in connected community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. For more information, visit our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Scripture reading for today comes from Psalm 20. I pray that the Lord answers you whenever you are in trouble. Let the name of Jacob's God protect you. Let God send help to you from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. Let God recall all your many grain offerings. Let him savor your entirely burnt offerings. Selah. Let God grant what is in your heart and fulfill all your plans. Then we will rejoice that you've been helped. We fly our flag in the name of our God. Let the Lord fulfill all your requests. Now I know the Lord saves his anointed one. God answers his anointed one from his heavenly sanctuary, answering with mighty acts of salvation achieved by his strong hand. Some people trust in chariots, others in horses, but we praise the Lord's name. They will all collapse and fall, but we will stand up straight and strong. Lord, save the king. Let him answer us when we cry out. The word of God for the people of God.
Put a little love in your heart. Last week we talked about one of the attributes of God, the main attribute of God being love, and this week we are discussing peace. We were going to hear a lot more from me before this all started acting up. So what we're going to do today is reflect upon the power of peace. This psalm, Psalm 20, is a cry for someone else, asking God to help them, a song of love for one's neighbor. So this morning, we are going to reflect on this psalm using a tool that has been used in Christianity for a long time, and Cyrus is going to give us a little history of that, called Lectio Divina. Some of you may be familiar with it, some may not. I'm going to have Cyrus just briefly introduce this practice to us, and then I will guide us in a meditation.
Lectio Divina is a form of meditation rooted in liturgical celebration that dates back to the early monastic communities. It was a method practiced by the monks in their daily encounter with Scripture, both as they prepared the Eucharist and as they prayed the Liturgy of the Hours. Its use continued in the Middle Ages in religious orders such as the Benedictines and the Carmelites, that not only practiced Lectio Divina daily, but passed this treasure from the past on to the next generation. The practice of Lectio Divina is resurfaced today as the way we meditate on God's word. The Latin phrase Lectio Divina may be translated as divine reading. Lectio Divina is a method of praying with the Scriptures, as one reads and invites the word to become a transforming lens that brings the events of the daily living into focus, one can come to live more deeply and find the presence of God more readily in the events of the day. The method of Lectio Divina follows four steps: reading, meditation, contemplation, prayer. Lectio, or reading, is the first step in the prayer. The early monks understood that the fruitfulness of a monk's prayer depend upon the simplicity, reverence, and openness of the spirit with which the reader approaches the word of God. The reader, rather than trying to take in large sections of scripture, adopts a reflexive stance towards the short scripture passage, pausing on single words or phrases that resonates with the mind and the heart. This reading leads into the second step, meditation, which invites one to reflect upon what was read. Ancient monks explained this process as a deep, unhurried thinking about the word one has read. As the word is read in this step, the process of ruminating gradually draws the meditator's focus from concerns of the mind to concerns of the heart. 3, the word moves a person more deeply with a third step, contemplation. By God's grace, contemplation gives one a unique ability to connect with one's newly discovered insights, to live to daily life experiences with the inspiration that comes from the Word of God and has the gracious capacity to refresh the heart and mind. The fourth and final step is prayer. In this step, the reader is invited to a personal response to God.
I appreciate you so much this morning, so much. So friends, we're going to practice what the ancient monks practiced, Lectio Divina. To do that, we just prepare our hearts and our minds and our bodies. So I just encourage you to get in a comfortable seated position. I ask that when we read the scripture again, to focus on the words. Some people find it easier to focus with their eyes closed. Some find it better to look at the ceiling or the floor, whatever is most comfortable for you. I invite you into that posture. What we're going to do next, we've already read the scripture once. We're going to read it again, a little slower this time. And what I want you to do is really listen to the words and then notice if any of the words or phrases in this scripture stick out to you, something that just kind of nudges your heart. Let's read the scripture again a little slower.
I pray that the Lord answers you whenever you are in trouble. Let the name of Jacob's God protect you. Let God send help to you from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. Let God recall all your many grain offerings. Let him savor your entirely burnt offerings. Selah. Let God grant what is in your heart and fulfill all your plans. Then we will rejoice that you've been helped. We fly our flags in the name of our God. Let the Lord fulfill all your requests. Now I know the Lord saves his anointed one. God answers his anointed one from his heavenly sanctuary, answering with mighty acts of salvation achieved by his strong hand. Some people trust in chariots, others in horses, but we praise the Lord's name. They will collapse and fall, but we will stand up straight and strong. Lord, save the King. Let him answer us when we cry out.
Let us take a few moments to reflect on the scripture, on a word or a phrase that stood out to you. And AJ, let's also keep the words on the screen kind of in order, a few seconds at a time, so we might be refreshed. Let us reflect on the scripture, a word or a phrase that stood out to you. We're going to read the scripture again. This time, listen for that word or phrase that nudged, just had a little nudge at your heart. And this time, as the scripture is read, contemplate why that particular word or phrase stands out to you. Contemplate what God may be trying to bring to your attention.
I pray that the Lord answers you whenever you are in trouble. Let the name of Jacob's God protect you. Let God send help to you from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. Let God recall your many grain offerings. Let him savor your entirely burnt offerings. Selah. Let God grant what's in your heart and fulfill all your plans. Then you will rejoice that you've been helped. We will fly our flags in the name of our God. Let the Lord fulfill all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed one. God answers his anointed one from an heavenly sanctuary, answering with mighty acts of salvation achieved by a strong hand. Some people trust in chariots, others in horses, but we praise the Lord's name. They will all collapse and fall, but we will stand up straight and strong. Lord, save the king. Let him answer us when we cry out.
Now let us take a few moments to contemplate why that word or phrase stood out to you and what God may be trying to tell you. Sometimes in the church, we contemplate scripture with others. So now I invite you, as you're comfortable, to share with someone sitting next to you which word or phrase stuck out to you and why, what you think God is trying to bring to your attention. Now I know that sometimes the Spirit is speaking to us and we want to stay in that place and take it in. If you're in that place speaking with God, you don't have to take part in this step. Continue to speak with God. But if you're comfortable, please turn to the person next to you, tell them the word or phrase and what you think God is bringing to your attention at this moment.
Mighty.
I think God is speaking a mighty word amongst us. We're going to read the scripture a fourth and final time. And this time, contemplate what you just shared with your neighbor and what you just heard your neighbor say. And notice any way that the scripture has been expanded. Not changed, but expanded your view of the scripture after sharing your reflection and hearing another person's experience.
I pray that the Lord answers you whenever you are in trouble. Let the name of Jacob's God protect you. Let God send help to you from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. Let God recall your many grain offerings. Let him savor your entirely burnt offerings, Selah. Let God grant what's in your heart and fulfill all your plans. Then we will rejoice that you've been helped. We will fly our flags in the name of our God. Let the Lord fulfill all your requests. Now I know the Lord saves his anointed one. God answers his anointed one from a heavenly sanctuary, answering with mighty acts of salvation achieved by his strong hand. Some people trust in chariots, others in horses, but we praise the Lord's name. They will collapse and fall, but we will stand up straight and strong. Lord, save the king. Let him answer us when we cry out.
Now, again, as you're comfortable, we're going to take 2 minutes to turn again to the person next to you and tell them how the scripture may have impacted you, how you may have heard it differently, or maybe you didn't, after sharing with one another your experiences. I encourage us to continue these conversations. Maybe we can continue them after our service this morning on the Olive Tree patio. We're going to move into the fourth part of Lectio Divina, into prayer. So I'm going to lead us in prayer in closing this session. Our Lord and our God, from the words of our anthem today, God, we pray that the world would be a better place when we meditate on your word, that the world would be a better place when we contemplate your message, that the world would be a better place when we share our thoughts, feelings, and experiences and keep our hearts open to new possibilities, that the world would be a better place when we respond to the ways you invite us to put a little more love in our hearts. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.